Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is A Candle and a Fire.
A reading from the book of Sirach. In those days, like a fire, there appeared the prophet Elijah, whose words were as a flaming furnace. Their staff of bread he shattered. In his zeal, he reduced them to straits. By the Lord's word, he shut up the heavens and three times brought down fire. How awesome are you, Elijah, in your wondrous deeds! Whose glory is equal to yours? You were taken aloft in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot with fiery horses. You were destined, it is written, in time to come to put an end to wrath before the day of the Lord, to turn back the hearts of fathers toward their sons, and to reestablish the tribes of Jacob. Blessed is the one who shall have seen you and who falls asleep in your friendship. The word of the Lord. We're told that Elijah, the prophet, came into the world burning like a wild fire of passion and zeal. How awesome are you, Elijah, in your wondrous deeds! Whose glory is equal to yours? You were taken aloft in a whirlwind of fire. I suspect that most of us think of Advent more as a time of quiet listening, a time to wait expectantly for the coming of the Word made flesh. Well, today's reading from Sirach is not calling us to contemplative silence. In fact, we're being invited to embrace a different metaphor, fire. We're told that God took Elijah up into a whirlwind of fire. Something important happened in the heavens on that day. Elijah and the Jewish people clearly witnessed that God's Spirit was doing something new, fanning into flame a powerful fire of love that's spreading across the earth. Remember that little candle that we were given the day of our baptism? Well, that baptism candle is enlightened by the same fiery spirit that took Elijah up into the heavens. Most of us have been to a few baptisms and have witnessed a moment when the parents or godparents or invited to light a small candle from the large Easter candle. But do we really understand at that moment that we are called to become the fire of God's love, a love that we're sent to share with the entire world? Every newly baptized person is filled with that light of Christ and is sent out like a flame of love to set the world on fire, witnessing to the radically new world that Jesus has come to inaugurate. This isn't theater, folks. No, this is the fire of our baptismal commitment. It's the fire of our mission as followers of Jesus. It doesn't matter if it's Pope Francis heading to the Amazon to speak about the care of creation, or the organist at church who plays church hymns at the local nursing home every Saturday morning. We have been anointed to spread the light of God's love in the world. So find that old baptismal candle that very likely might be hidden in some dark corner of your heart. Advent is a good time to reach down and pull that candle out so that we can set the world on fire with God's love, ready to welcome Emmanuel when he draws near to our world once again.